I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And this story's baffling. There's a lot of layers we got to peel back, but my opening comment on this would just be, I don't remember anything this stupid in a long, long time. That would be my opening comment.
It's a great way to put it. I know we'll get to the details of the story here in a second, but this is one of those, it feels insulated, it's nonsense, and That's my end result is this is just stupid.
Yes.
It's stupid.
There is a broadcaster at ESPN who I had never heard of before yesterday.
Me either.
Named Robert Lee. Robert Lee, working his way up in the play-by-play food chain at the mothership, was going to be calling Virginia football in Charlottesville, I believe season opening weekend coming up, okay? He has been moved off of that game and moved to another game. That isn't to say that he's not getting to call a game that weekend, but they have taken him off of the Virginia call in Charlottesville, and they will put him on another call in the opening weekend of college football.
Virginia's doing great.
Virginia's doing great, but this story is just wacky. Why, Danny? Because his name is Robert Lee. A statement from ESPN. We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding, simply because of the coincidence of his name. In that moment, it felt right to all parties. It's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation, and we regret that who calls play-by-play for a football game has become an issue, end quote. That is via Richard Deitch of SI, who got a statement from ESPN yesterday. So, obviously, you know what happened in Charlottesville, and what's happening around the country is that statues of those involved with the Confederate Army, including generals like Robert Lee, are being taken down. This is not Robert E. Lee. This is Robert Lee, the play-by-play broadcaster.
An Asian American, by the way.
He is not being allowed to call the Virginia game because of his name. Now, there's a lot to get into. ESPN has since come out and said that this was his idea as much as theirs, that he was uncomfortable with it. We've got another statement I'll read to you where ESPN confirms that they initiated the conversation about whether or not to take him off the game. Here's what happened, though, Danny. ESPN was nervous, worried, panicking about the idea of, and this is where Deadspin and these sites like that, to me, kind of ruin things for people.
Professional
because
snark.
There's going to be so much snark. There's going to be a headline where it goes, Robert Lee calls Virginia game because ESPN is stupid.
Yeah, tone-deaf ESPN, politically insensitive, microaggression, everyone's offended, right. Hide in a turtle shell, fire everyone.
So they ruin everything. But then ESPN kowtowing to the 76 memes that would be sent out. Or yeah. I don't care if it's 15,000 people tweeting about it. Then decides that they're going to take this guy off the broadcast because there's going to be snark, because people are going to poke fun at Robert Lee calling a game at Virginia. They made the story so much worse than it actually had to be. One of the company's spokespeople, Kerry Potts, talked to Richard Deitch and said they did not mandate that Robert Lee change his assignment. I think they approached him and said, hey, what do you think? Here's what's going to happen. Would you rather do a different game? And apparently Robert Lee said yes. Company told Deitch that Lee, who's a young broadcaster, ESPN3 broadcasts, which are mostly online.
It's the online version.
Like, watch on your computer.
App 2, I think.
More comfortable not doing the assignment is what ESPN told Richard Deitch. But I've got, subsequently, a second statement here I want to read for you, which we saw this morning. This is from Yashar Ali of New York Magazine. He said, I just received this email from an ESPN executive regarding the Robert Lee controversy. So this is pretty casual. I hope, by the way, he asked for permission to post this email because it's like a screen-grabbed email from someone at ESPN. But this is what he posted from this ESPN executive unnamed. This wasn't about offending anyone. It was about the reasonable possibility that because of his name, he would be subjected to memes and jokes and who knows what else. Think about it. Robert Lee comes to town to do a game in Charlottesville. The reaction to our switching a young, anonymous play-by-play guy for a streamed ACC game is off the charts. Reasonable proof that the meme joke possibility was real. So when the protests in Charlottesville were happening, we raised with him the notion of switching games, something we do all the time. We didn't make him. We asked him. Eventually, we mutually agreed to switch. No biggie until someone leaked it to embarrass us and him. They got their way. That's what happened. No politically correct efforts, no race issues, just trying to be supportive of a young guy who felt it best to avoid the potential zoo. That's the email from the ESPN exec.
Trying to put that now back on the young broadcaster, basically, and wash your hands of it. Danny, what an embarrassment.
His name's Robert Lee, so he can't call a game at Virginia. See, these are the types of things that happen where I just say, we've lost and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost and it's over.
Congratulations. This is what you wanted.
Common sense needs to prevail at some point. No one would have cared about this, really. I mean, yes, there would have been memes. Who cares? You want to make all your decisions based on what idiots are going to do on Twitter? That's how you want to make your decisions based on what blogs that sell snark are going to do? So you're going to, that's how you're going to operate your company now?
It's an embarrassment. And here's the worst part about it. Again, it's the backtracking, the kind of doubling over and sort of, you know, trying to pin this on different people. The idea occurred to somebody. You heard it in that statement that you read there where, and imagine it, there are going to be memes. Hopefully this grown adult can deal with memes. If you're in the public eye in any kind of way, which a broadcaster either is or aspires to be, there may be some memes about you. There are going to be some tweet Maraviches out there that make something that make me look good, where my face is fat and I get made fun of. Hopefully I'll be okay. Hopefully I'll be a grown-up and be able to still come to work the next morning and go to sleep at night and love my family and try to do the best job I can. Hopefully Robert Lee will be okay if there's a couple snark-filled memes out there. This is so asinine. The idea occurred to somebody, it gained momentum, and a bunch of yes-men got in the room and said yes. It's an embarrassment. This is embarrassing. You look stupid.
But see, this is what happens because it's easy to just have venom toward ESPN for doing something dumb, which is what I perceive this to be. But this is also where when we get into we have to overthink about everything.
Of course we do.
You know, you and I are worse as talk show hosts on a personality-driven medium than 15 years ago we probably would have been. We're less entertaining. You're less funny as a comedian. No offense. But the issue is that
this all the time.
We're always worried about what everyone's going to think. And this is what happens when we worry too much about what people are going to think. Is that a guy named Robert Lee can't call a game at Virginia. And Pete came in here correctly and said, you know, a lot of people are saying he's losing a chance to call a game that weekend. He's just been moved to Youngstown State or some other nondescript game I don't know anything about.
Yeah, doing like a D3 game now or something.
Okay. I mean, you're right. He didn't lose a game. My concern here is not Robert Lee's play-by-play schedule. My concern here is that we are reaching a point where the people that are not using the common sense are winning. That's what scares me. And where will we be in 5 or 6 years? I mean, Bob Lee had a great line on Twitter, the legendary host of Outside the Lines,
mm-hmm.
where he said, I'm just hoping my key card's going to work tomorrow because his real name is Robert and his last name is Lee.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty good thing. But I got to tell you, Danny, I mean, as someone who, look, there is a difference between having an opinion where you say those statues need to come down or feeling something about what happened in Charlottesville and then just being able to stop short of a guy named Robert Lee not being able to call a football game on ESPN3's app. This would have never become a story. Now, I promise you this. I do believe I would have seen a snarky thing. Like, I would have read on For the Win or The Big Lead or something on one of the blogs I like, guy named Robert Lee calls Virginia game. I wouldn't have clicked on the story probably. Or I would have and it would have said, how about this?
Isn't this weird, huh?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Or you have this basically country engulfing saga of the last 12 hours.
When you are, and this is a huge section of the population, they're the most vocal about this, okay? They love descending as a swarm, demanding people be fired, talking about, you know, how offended they are, the professionally offended among us. Everything can't be the least bit offensive. They've made up words like, or the appropriated words like privilege or microaggression or all these different kinds of things. And sometimes it's out of a noble cause where, hey, we want to consider people's feelings. And that's reasonable. That's awesome. But sometimes it leads you to a white woman in the Pacific Northwest just identifying as black and no one knows what to do about it. It's embarrassing. You don't get to be something you're not. You can't just make it up. This is another example of this, where everybody's constantly so offended. We're now worried about tiptoeing around the loudest among us in 140 characters, screaming in all caps about how insensitive something is or whatever. We're so unable to deal with anything that we might feel is adverse, we shut things down. This was shut down because ESPN was afraid. They were afraid
of a
that
tweet.
somebody might have drawn a line that nobody would draw, by the way. 150 years removed from the actual person, a young Asian broadcaster, an Asian American broadcaster that happens to share the same name. It's zero the ancestry and principles of the person involved in the original actions. Somehow they were so worried that somebody might be a little bit ticked off and upset that they decided to create a firestorm where now they're backtracking and lying and even blaming the young broadcaster in question. This, to me, is I congratulate all you permanently offended people. You've done it. You have won. You've toppled society. We can't have talks anymore. We can't discuss anything.
At 11 o'clock, would you date a Cowboys fan? And we'll explain. A study was done. Right now, though, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 is the number. Robert Lee cannot call a Virginia game because his name is Robert Lee. That's where we are. If this didn't become a story with him being moved off the game and he did call the game, what would have happened? Would you have noticed? Would anyone have noticed? Your reactions to this story next on Grant and Danny.
Here's my reaction to being down 42 pounds. Woohoo! I'm a graduate. EMP 180 weight loss, baby. I'm maintenance now. That's what I'm doing on the daily. I figure out, hey, I gained a couple pounds. I know how to shed them. I know what to do and how to do it. Thanks to my friends at EMP 180.
I've lost 67 pounds. I'm able to stay active a little bit more often, able to have more energy in the evenings. I've added years to my life, my visceral fat and my stomach around my organs in half from where it was when I started. My metabolic age is soon to dip into the 40s. Of course, I started in the 70s. How did I do it? Well, EMP 180 weight loss put me on a program that worked. Go to emp180weightloss.com. I was walking into the building today.
Yeah.
Carlos, downstairs.
Our
front
boy
desk,
Los, yeah,
security.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what's that website? Pull it up for me. So I got on the computer. I typed in emp180weightloss.com. You can call this number, 703-992-0620. When you call that number, schedule a consultation, 703-992-0620. It's emp180weightloss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.